Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, this is Andy Zaltzman bringing you another top story from a previous episode of the Bugle podcast. Today we're going back to issue 193, entitled Happy Deathiversary. It was May 2012, and the world marked 1 year since the death of one of its most wanted men. Wanted in a criminal sense, not an erotic sense. It was causing John Oliver to feel somewhat poetic, launching his exclusive greetings card line.
Top story this week, happy deathiversary! And look, I'm sure that there were some people who forgot Andy and desperately had to run to the shop on their way home to get a sad bunch of wilting flowers. But this week was the 1 year anniversary of Bin Laden getting shot in the face. And what a happy day it was, Andy. One of the best uses for high velocity pointy metal that humanity has ever had. It is amazing to me that the greetings card industry left this anniversary alone. They've managed to commercialise almost every other cause for celebration, and the fact that there was not a one-year assassination anniversary line of cards is a little confusing to me. It barely seems 12 months ago that we were glad to see him go. We really found the perfect place to put that bullet in that face. We all wished him the worst of health, wanted so much for him to go himself. And now he's gone, the world is better, and I thought I'd write you this letter. For 12 months ago, together we said, ding dong, the douche is dead. Happy deathiversary from Mom. Now, I don't know how you chose to celebrate, Andy. I know that many people here in America chose to head down to SeaWorld in Florida to see a recreation of the daring operation by their incredible SEAL Team 6. It's basically six SEALs in night vision goggles, Andy, with plastic machine guns, storming an inflatable version of the Abbottabad compound that's floating in the middle of their pool. And they use their guns to shoot sucker darts at another SEAL wearing a long beard. It's incredible. They are the best there is.
So it's become quite a political event as well. I understand your president has been accused of milking it.
Yeah.
Somewhat. Bin Laden is dead. General Motors is alive. I believe that has been the Democrats' line on this. I guess on the flip side, you could say that also under Obama's watch, golf legend Seve Ballesteros is dead, but Fox News is still alive.
Yep. So you're right.
You know, that
you're
cuts both ways. Sure, Gaddafi is dead,
yep,
and Apple computers are still doing fine, but also dead. Brazilian football genius Socrates, Leslie Nielsen, comic legend, Liz Taylor, and Steve Jobs, you know, have all made a positive contribution.
Still, we can all cherry pick achievements. Yeah.
But, you know, still going Trafigura. You know, it's flip sides, John. Flip sides.
The death of Bin Laden was an event that brought the whole of America together. So, you know, it only stands to reason that 12 months later it is tearing this country apart. President Obama, as you mentioned, has been doing something of a public high-fiving tour this week, basically going around the country and saying, what's got two thumbs and is feeling pretty good about himself right now? Not Bin Laden, that's for sure, because I f***ing killed that guy. Now, he even released a campaign ad reminding people that Mitt Romney had once criticised the president for saying that he would go after al-Qaeda in Pakistan if necessary. And this put the Republicans in something of a tough spot, because the problem is that you can't say President Obama is exploiting having killed Bin Laden without saying President Obama killed Bin Laden. And none of them want to say that. Once the ad was released, it got so much traction that Romney was even asked by a journalist, would you have given the same order to take out Osama bin Laden? To which he replied, even Jimmy Carter would have given that order. And with the greatest of respect, by which I mean with absolutely no respect at all.
That's the standard meaning of that phrase. Whenever anyone says with the greatest of respect, it means that's with negative respect.
Exactly. The point is, that's a profoundly stupid question to ask Romney, because what does anyone really expect him to say to that? Would I have taken out bin Laden? Knowing then what we know now, I'd have to say no. The only issue Romney has with his past record of flip-flopping, Andy, is not whether or not he'd have killed bin Laden, it's whether or not he'd have changed his mind 2 weeks later and brought him back to life. Boom! Boom! Sit down, Romney!
He's saying he'd have been out there in a little fishing boat in the Indian Ocean with a defibrillator and a...
I've changed my mind!
Well, if only Jimmy Carter had had the balls to take out bin Laden when he was president, none of this would have happened.
Yes.
He lacked the foresight, I think. I think history will judge Carter harshly on that. Further details have emerged of exactly the circumstances bin Laden was living in, which is not really what you expect from an A-lister, as he liked to think of himself. As we reported on the Bugle last year, also, I mean, not only the one-year anniversary of the death of bin Laden, John, but also the one-year anniversary of the first use of the term f*** eulogy.
That's right. I think it's been with us for a year. A whole year has been in our mouths.
Something that needs to be commemorated. so they're in the compound, and they found $450 cash sewn into his clothes, which, I don't know, maybe just like having George Washington's face oddly close to his skin to keep himself angry about America. But that's an oddly specific sum, John. Because I've been on the internet and there are only three things you can buy that add up to $450. Wow. He was saving up for a Nintendo Wii, a George Foreman grill, and a porcelain Chris Akabusi. What atrocity was he planning with that lot?
Oh, God, that is a fearsome list of ingredients.
And they found two buffaloes. Well, you know, fair play, everyone loves jousting. They found one cow, because there are two things we know bin Laden loved. One, pantomimes, and two, realism. And I think we reported last year, they found 150 chickens. And I've been thinking about this almost non-stop since then, John, and I think there's only two possible explanations for this. One is that bin Laden knew he was finished. He knew he was a busted flush. The only way he could make himself feel relevant and powerful anymore was by, on the hour, every hour, getting six freshly laid eggs and crushing them in his bare hand, and saying to himself, you've still got it, Aussie. You've still got it. That's what he was reducing. The only other explanation, I don't know how to break this to you, is that Osama bin Laden was holding a chicken fighting competition.
Oh, no.
Now,
he wouldn't do that.
Well, I've done the maths on this, John. I think with 150 chickens, it was most likely a seven-round knockout, Wimbledon style. Now, that, of course, would require 128 chickens. But he probably thought there'd be some fatalities amongst the victorious chickens, so he had 22 backup chickens to parachute into the draw.
Smart.
In the event of one of the winning chickens dying. But the problem with this, John, is that you could end up with one of the chickens winning the whole competition, only fighting in the final. Right. You know, if the winning semi-finalist died, and that's just obviously unfair.
Yeah, flawed, Andy.
But I guess he wasn't really a fair man. That probably didn't even occur to him. And that shows you what kind of monster we were dealing with.
Well, Andy, you put a lot of thought into that. No one can take that thought away from you.
There you go. That was a bugle from the past. To help the bugle stay alive, free, flourishing and independent in the present, do go to thebuglepodcast.com and click the donate button to join the Bugle voluntary subscription scheme or to give any form of financial contribution. Thank you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.